This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Prophetic Dua. One day Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu an came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O Messenger of Allah, should I make all of my prayer salah upon you? Now, what this means is that Ubay radiallahu an, he had a certain part of the day where he would make dua, right? So he would make other dua outside of that certain portion of the day, but there was a certain portion of the day that he had appointed to do dhikr of Allah, to make dua to Allah, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he came to the Prophet, he said, this portion of the day, should I make some of it salah upon you? Should I be praying for you? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want, and that is better for you. So Ubay radiallahu anhu said, Messenger of Allah, should I make a quarter of it salah upon you? And the Prophet said, if you want, and if you increase, that's better for you. So Ubay said, O Messenger of Allah, should I make half of my time just praying for you, giving salah, sending salah and salam upon you? And the Prophet said, in shit, if you want, and if you do more, that's better for you. He said, should I make 3/4 of it salah upon you? And the Prophet ﷺ again repeated and said, if you want, if you like, and if you do more, that's better for you. Until finally he said, O Messenger of Allah, should I make that entire time sending salah and salam upon you? And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ وَيُخْفَرُ ذَنْبُكْ. He said, in that case, your anxieties, your worries will be taken care of, and your sins will be forgiven. And this is because of the greatest of the acts that any Muslim can do is the dua of sending salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us in so many ahadith, there is actually difficulty to enumerate the number of ahadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us this very important dua, the one that is known as the salah al-ibrahimiyya, or the durood as some people call it, that he said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. This is one of the most powerful dua that any Muslim can make. And it's enough for us to know or to see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَةُ يُصَلُّونَ عَنَ النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Allah and the confers blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the angels as well. O you who believe, now this is an order coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O you who believe, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ, send your salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and send peace upon him as well. Like, this is enough for us to realize how important, how significant it is to send salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now some people might be wondering or asking, what does it mean to send salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Right? What does it mean that Allah is sending salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What does it mean that we send salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What does the word salah mean to begin with? Usually when we think of salah, we think of, you know, saying Allahu Akbar and praying, you know, two rak'ahs, and then you say your taslim, salamu alaykum at the end of it. That's what we typically think when we think of the word salah. But the word salah has deeper, grander meanings. First, the concept of dua. If you showed up in Arabia before Islam and you said the word salah, they would think dua, right? And this is mentioned in the Quran. So for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Your salah is a source of tranquility for them. Meaning your dua, O Messenger of Allah, is a source of tranquility for this ummah, right? So here the word salah is used to mean dua. So that's one, right? To make dua to Allah. Salah also, from the root word, why does it mean, you know, why is it related to concepts of prayer and of supplication? Because it has the context or the understanding of praising something, exalting something. So the word salah means to mention, you know, to mention the name of something, to exalt it. Salah also means mercy and blessing. Also, it can mean forgiveness, right? And so when we are saying, O Allah, send salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, We are saying, O Allah, send mercy, send blessings, shower, praise, and exalt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi, that indeed Allah and the angels are sending salah upon the Prophet, what does it mean that Allah is sending salah upon the Prophet? It means that Allah is sending mercy and blessings and forgiveness upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now realize the dua that the Prophet taught us, that we are asking Allah to praise the Prophet. We are saying, O Allah, praise the Prophet. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. O Allah, give salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are not directly giving salah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, we're asking Allah to do so. Why is that the case? Because what is our praise worth? What is the value of our praise? Not very much. The greatest praise is the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who better to praise the best of the creation than the Creator Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send salah upon the Prophet. And also when we ask Allah to send salah upon the Prophet, the concepts of forgiveness and of mercy that comes from Allah is actually, you know, valuable, and the raising of the ranks from Allah is actually valuable. We cannot raise the ranks, we cannot grant forgiveness. Now another question that somebody might be asking, why are we asking Allah to send salah and salam upon the Prophet ﷺ when Allah has already declared and said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَةُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah has already said, indeed Allah and the angels are sending salah upon the Prophet. If Allah has already decreed and stated that He is sending salah upon the Prophet, why are we asking Him to do so? If He's already said He's doing it, why are we asking Him to do so? And there's different reasons for this. Of the most important of the reasons is that when we ask Allah to do so, it is as if we are acting in agreement and in unison, and in unison with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are united with Allah, we are acting with Him, and doing the thing that He subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And so this connects us to Allah, and it connects us, connects us to a matter that we know definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And so when we do this, we are acting in unison with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the angels. Another reason for this is, who taught us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who taught us the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who taught us, you know, how to pray? Who taught us and conveyed to us the message? Who received the revelation and presented it to us faithfully? Who taught us the Qur'an? Who taught us how to pray and how to fast? And who taught us the rulings of our religion? And who taught us to overcome hardships and trials? And who endured difficulties and hardships to support and to aid this religion? Was it not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And is it not therefore of the very least, you know, presentation of gratitude for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send salah and salam upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And so the dua begins, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. O Allah, send salah upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Muhammad, the word itself, the name itself, means the one who is praised, the one who is praised continuously. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to praise the one who is worthy of praise, the one who is continuously praised, Muhammad. And subhanAllah, no other human being in the history of human beings has been praised more than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or named more than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is itself, in and of itself, a miracle. And so he says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, and on the al of Muhammad. Al means family. So we are making dua for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But al can also mean those who support, those who aid, those who are in the defense of. And so when we make this dua, both meanings are intended. We are saying, O Allah, you know, send blessings, send mercy, send forgiveness to the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also his supporters, also those who defend him, those who support the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who love him, those who are in his corner. And so the more that we ourselves follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more that we ourselves are the defenders of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more that we love him, the more that this dua also means that we're praying for ourselves, that we get a share of this. And the more that you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the more that you follow his sunnah, and the more that you love his family, and the more that you are in support of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more that of the greater share of this dua comes to you. And so we're making dua for the Prophet and for his family, but in a way, inshallah, we're also making dua for ourselves. And then he says, كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Just as you have given salah upon Ibrahim and upon the family of Ibrahim. Now some scholars bring up a question here. Does this mean that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is equal to Prophet Ibrahim? Because we're saying, oh Allah, just as you've given Ibrahim, give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the scholars, they say no, you know, and it is proven through many other evidences that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best of all of the prophets and messengers, and after him is Prophet Ibrahim. But rather we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to concentrate all of the blessings upon all of the prophets that have come from the lineage of Ibrahim. Think about all the blessings that Ibrahim alayhi salam has gotten, and his children, Ishaq and Ismail and Yaqub and Yusuf and Musa, and all of the prophets that have come from the descendants of Prophet Ibrahim, and all of the people who have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have come from the descendants of Ibrahim. We're saying, oh Allah, take all of those blessings that you have given Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim and all of those prophets, and concentrate the exact same amount on just one prophet, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one ummah, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he says, "Innaka Hamidun Majid." We end it by saying, "Indeed, you are Al-Hamid Al-Majid." Al-Hamid is the source of all praise. Al-Majid is the source of all glory. We don't compare, you know, between the two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As much as we praise the Prophet and we love the Prophet and we honor the Prophet, Allah is the source of praise. Allah is the one who is Al-Hamid. And so as much as we raise and we exalt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't want to create a confusion of raising the Prophet above Allah. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, as we send salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we exalt him and we honor him and we love him, we remember that Allah is the one who is the source of glory. And Allah is the one who is source of praise. And because He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of praise, He chooses who will be praised. And He chooses Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the most praiseworthy of all the humans. And, you know, I'm recording this on a Friday. Maybe you're not going to see this on a Friday. But especially on Fridays, these are the days to increase our salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, he mentions the virtues of the day of Friday. And he said, فَأَكْثِرُوا. So increase your salah upon me, for indeed it will be raised, it will be shown to me on the day of Friday. It is presented to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you hear this, it is imperative for us to send salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, he saw a man making dua. And the man just raised his hands and he made dua quickly. And he asked for what he wanted and that was it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, call the man over. And he said that indeed this man is being hasty. So he called the man over and he said, when you want to make dua, you need to praise Allah. Send thana upon Allah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then ask Allah to send salam and salah upon me, then ask for what you want. And so as we learn how to make dua, sending salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is key. And some of the scholars, they said that it is the best thing for us to do is to begin and to end, like near the beginning of our dua and near the end of our dua, to send salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because Allah loves to accept that dua. Allah wants to accept the dua that we send for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if your dua is sandwiched in the middle between the dua of making our dua for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is too generous to only take your dua for the Prophet and to reject the rest. Rather, he will accept all of it. So of the keys of having our dua accepted is to send salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Join us inshallah for more episodes of prophetic dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.